جزاكم الله خيرا يا شيخ، أحسن الله إليكم.
آمين وإياكم.
The first question comes from me this morning, يا شيخ.
نعم.
I didn't get how we arrived at $1,200 as equivalent to 220 dirham sterling.
Okay. $1,200. One dirham. Abba Yusuf, are you with me?
No, يا شيخ.
The nashu is 20 dirham. A nashu is 20 dirhams. And one dirham is 2.975 grams. One dirham is 2.975 grams. So 20 dirham will be 59.5 grams. Are you okay up to this stage?
No, I'm second.
One dirham is 2.975 grams. 20 dirham will be 20 multiplied by 2.975, and that will be 59.5 grams of silver. 1 gram of silver today. Okay, are you with me?
No, yes, I can.
1 gram of silver today sells for $0.77. $0.77. So if you multiply $0.77 by 59.5 grams, you get 45.815. Is that?
No, yes,
you get 45.815 US dollars. I think that is what we should have written. I was just trying to give a calculation from my mind when I spoke. But I hope that it is clear with this review now. 59.5 grams multiplied by 0.77 grams. So that will give us about less than $50. That's about $45. I hope that that is clear. That is the nashu, which is ishruna dirham, 20 dirhams. But if we go to calculate 200 dirhams, 200 dirhams is the nisab for zakah, and 1 dirham is 2.975. So we have 200 multiplied by 2.975. We are going to have 595 grams. So if we want to calculate the nisab for zakah today, it will be 595 multiplied by 0.77. That will bring us to about 458, is it?
No, I got that.
If we bring 595 grams, 1 dirham is 2.975. Multiply by 200. That is 595. And today, 1 gram of silver sells for $0.77. So the nisab will be 458, about $500. So if you keep that amount for 1 year, you are due for zakah. And you remove 2.5% of that at the time that you are paying the zakat. If it is dinar, 1 dinar is 4.25 grams, and the nisab is 20 dirhams, 20 dinars. So we have 4.25 multiplied by 20. That is 85 grams. So if you take it upon about $58 for 1 gram of gold today, we'll be having with $58 about 4,930. So if you have $500 for 1 year, you can pay zakat. If you have $4,930, you suddenly became very rich. You sold a mountain of gold today, Abba Yusuf. If you have a mountain of gold behind your house and you discovered it today and sold it, you earn $100,000 from it. You know, you can suddenly just jump the nisab of silver. Is it clear, Abba Yusuf? You can jump the nisab of silver to the nisab of gold. So instead of calculating with silver, you'll be calculating with gold. But if the person was just like some of us, then it means our attention will be about being able to keep $500 for a whole year. And at that, we can calculate our zakawat. Is it clear to us? Naam.
The other one says, what determines the measure we will use to measure nisab?
I have explained it now, Abba Yusuf. Your condition at the time. How did you start?
I just felt like reading the question of the question. That one did not come from me, Ashikan.
Okay, but it is clear from that explanation, Abba Yusuf. I hope the person who asked the question would have known how to adopt either of them. It depends on your own circumstance. A person who had nothing gets a contract of 10 million naira. He does the contract, he gains 1 million. He will be targeting the nisab of silver. He should be able to keep $500. From that for a whole year. Now he kept it for 3, 4, 5 months. His expenses, his earnings came down, and then he was not able to sustain keeping the equivalent of $500. Today, the equivalent of $500 is about 250,000 naira. He had gained 1 million. He's not able to keep 250,000 naira. He's not able to keep it for a whole year. So he was like that for the next 3, 4 months. He didn't have up to 250,000 naira in his account. He is not due for zakah. But if from the 1 million, he does another thing, and then another money comes, you know, he has the basic nisab now. If it does not come lower than 250,000 or the $500 bar for silver, he continues like that until for a whole year, he sees that he has been able to keep up to the nisab $500 for a whole year. At the time he wants to remove the zakah, he will remove 2.5% of what he has. Is it clear to us, Abba Yusuf? Now, that from what he did, he made a gain of 50 million. We know our big men politicians, they give big contracts. He made 50 million from the beginning and is able to keep $4,000 for a whole year. At the time he's removing zakah, he'll be calculating upon the nisab of dinar. He'll be calculating the nisab of gold, not the nisab of silver. So, and at the time he wants to remove the zakah, he'll remove 2.5% of all of what he has. I hope this is also clear too. Let us know this. Many times people call and ask, Ustaz, what is the nisab for zakah? Know how to handle the nisab now. Know how to handle the nisab was the reason why we came to mention this. Allahu alam.
You just answered the other question regarding zakah for salary earners too. I hope the question I got is answered too.
Okay, we wait for a year, be able to keep the money for a year. Now, if the person is not able to keep the money for a year because he is a heavy spender, you may not be able to keep the nisab. There were very rich people in the history of Islam who were not able to keep nisab, great scholars in Islam, like Al-Imam Layth ibn Sa'd. Layth ibn Sa'd was a very knowledgeable person, and according to Imam Shafi'i, he was more knowledgeable than Al-Imam Malik, and they lived in the same times. Layth ibn Sa'd, he was the Imam in Misra in Egypt when Malik was Imam in Dar al-Hijra, Medina. And he used to write letters to Malik. If you found questions difficult, send them to me. I will answer them. Layth ibn Sa'd. And he was stupendously rich. And Imam Layth ibn Sa'd was very, very rich. He was the one who took care of the expenses of Al-Imam Malik. He said, Malik, you don't go. Don't go look for money. Sit down to teach the people. We will fund you. We will provide you all that you need. And when people ask you questions you don't know, send it to me, I'll answer the question. He funded everything Al Imam Malik did, his expenses annually. He sent them on the backs of camel from Misra to Medina for Al Imam Malik. Even when the daughter of Malik, Fatima, was given out in marriage, the entirety of that marriage was funded by Al-Layth ibn Sa'd. Yet he never gave one single dirham out in zakat. He spent all he had in sadaqat. It is when you keep money and you are not spending it that Allah requires you to bring from it. If you're a person who is regularly spending and giving from your money and getting your money involved in businesses with people, people are enjoying gaining. This one gains 1 naira from your money. The other one gains 10 naira from using the money in business transactions. It will not be compulsory for you to bring from it. It is the one that you have kept, you are not spending, that Allah has obligated 2.5% on it. If it reaches nisab and it is come, it has come for a whole year. So sometimes the salary earner may not even need to pay zakah at all, because you are regularly spending the salary and it is not obligatory on you. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا. Allah did not forget when he gave these restrictions. So don't let anybody tell you that salary earner who is not able to keep this amount for a whole year has to pay zakah. Allah has not made it obligatory on you. The sadaqah on your wife, the sadaqah on your children, the sadaqah on your slave that you spend, the sadaqah you spend on your parents, there are enough sadaqahs for you, and you will gain the rewards for them, inshallah. And that is according to your ability. Now, if your ability goes beyond that and you are able to save $500 or $4,000, as we have said, for a whole year, not spending anything from it at all, then the Sharia says, bring from that one that you have kept that you are not spending. I think that these matters are clear. Allahu alam.
Do we pay zakat on personal gold we wear?
Naam.
Do we pay zakat on personal gold?
Zakat, yes. This will take us to explaining some other matters. Perhaps we'll do that in the next class, because the time is far spent. We can come back to that in the next class. Zakatul Fali, inshallah. I mean, can we
talk about it? No,
I mean, all the question is so necessary. Okay, ask it, inshallah.
Will it be sufficient to simply pay off the ceiling mate?
Can it be what?
Can we simply pay off the stealing maid?
Yes, the stealing maid, to keep him off or to keep her off. Pay her off and let her go. Pay her off so that she can go or he can go.
I mean,
we've spent the time beyond agreement. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.